Okay, guys, we got a fire episode today. Like every episode is fire. I'm going to talk about the revolution. Is it going to be televised? We're going to talk about more than that. More than is the revolution going to be televised. We are in the revolution. We are currently in the revolution. So get ready, my friends, my fellows, compadres. You can follow me on my website, tstuch.com, tstuch.com. Instagram, Facebook, Taylor Radio. YouTube, Taylor Space Stutch. Thank you and enjoy the episode. The revolution is arriving with a speed I would not have imagined. So the last week or so, I've been talking about things like white privilege, the danger of people succumbing to the radical left-wing narrative that white people must apologize and ask forgiveness for the original sin of being born white. I still stand by this. And in fact, as things are getting heated up, I think that'll be an important thing to note. But what we are seeing right now is a transformation in the movement. So what I am seeing is the Black Lives Matter protest appears to have been used as cover. I'm not saying it was a planted event, but it has been used as cover to launch a revolutionary type movement in the United States. Now, some people, this might come as a surprise. They might, I would go as far to say for most people, the events that are unfolding will not make a lot of sense. Most people will think this is about rioters and looters and police. But it's not about rioters. It's not about looters. It's not about the police. And it's not about police brutality. What we are seeing now, and what was actually evident at the beginning of the, towards the beginning of some of these protests, is we are seeing an attempt at a Marxist revolution in the United States. Am I worried? Not necessarily, in the fact that I have guns, my family has guns. You know, when the radical leftists come for you, I mean, they're going to have guns too. That, like, let's just face it, everyone's going to have guns pretty much. But it's not going to go over nicely. Not like in the Cultural Revolution in China, nobody had weapons to defend themselves. So when the Red Guard came around and started killing parents and teachers and academics, that's just, you know, the way of the world back at that time. I don't think it's going to go over as smoothly here, because people like myself, people that I know, lots of millions of Americans across the country own weapons and will defend their property, will defend their homes and their businesses. So, I would like to say, I think everybody should be prepared for this. Hopefully it doesn't go this far, but it's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of power and energy to stop what is occurring at this very moment. So across the United States for the last week or so, we've been, not only have we been seeing protests, but at these protests, people are talking about defunding the police. We also continue to see violence at these protests. What is some new developments is Minneapolis has been talking about disbanding the police. Everybody's talking about defunding the police. And in Seattle, about 12 hours ago, this is recorded on Wednesday, June 12th, I believe. Last night, some protesters or Antifa guys took over the Seattle City Hall, and they've declared it an autonomous region. So they have declared City Hall an autonomous zone within the United States. And there's another area, I think, I can't remember where, I was just listening to Tim Pool, where Antifa seized a hotel and are currently going to use the, I mean, who knows what they're going to use it for, but they've seized the hotel. So we have two strongholds that are developing, one in Seattle, I think one in Minneapolis, where they've physically controlled certain areas of the city. So, you know, a lot of people might go, well, what does that mean? What, you know, what exactly? Who cares? Whatever. What I think this means is I think we're going to continue to see escalation. We don't have a lot of strong leadership in the United States at the moment, which was shown throughout the COVID situation. We don't have strong leadership, and as a result, we have weak leadership, We have a corrupt, weak government, and Antifa is taking full advantage of the situation. What I think they're going to continue to do is I think we're going to see more and more places like what we see in Seattle. Now, this is just riffing off the top of my head. This is based on my mental model that these revolutionaries are really pushing for it this time. They're really, really pushing for it. So we are in the United States. We are currently in the midst of a cultural revolution. Can it be stopped? Like I said earlier, I think it can. But what I think we're going to continue to see in this cultural revolution is you're going to continue to see people take out things like monuments, statues. It's already going on. I think we're going to see a lot more of that. We're going to see more movies and things and books being taken off the shelves, being taken off of libraries so you can't buy them, such as we saw yesterday, HBO got rid of Gone with the Wind. Now, this is very curious. Why did HBO get rid of Gone with the Wind when the fucking people that are paying for HBO don't give a shit about any issues with Gone with the Wind? So to clarify, what I'm talking about right now is people that are paying for HBO are not the demographic that give a shit about any kind of perceived racial issues in the movie Gone with the Wind. All across the United States right now, we are seeing gyrations where cultural and historical things are being supplanted and they're being replaced. And this is what you saw in the Cultural Revolution in China in the 1970s. And this is very dangerous. And what's very interesting about this is that Jordan Peterson warned about this. He warned about this 3 years ago, 4 years ago. The motherfucker warned about this. And what's interesting is he also warned about how this occurs. How in a society where you get, when you have too large of an imbalance within society, this is what you see. This is the situation that you observe. Where, for example, if you look at the hierarchy of the society as like one big pyramid, right? Because there's multiple hierarchies around society, businesses, governments, organizations. But if you look at the overall hierarchy, if it becomes, the way Peterson described it is, if it becomes too strict or if it becomes too impossible to climb the hierarchy, then that's when you see revolution. That's when you see revolutionary type movements arising, especially within the ranks of young men, as young men are unable, and this isn't just about getting vagina. This isn't about just finding women and mates. It's about everything. It's about young men especially, and probably young women as well now, but in the past mostly young men, not being able to stake out a claim in the future is when you start to see this these changes happen. And I've talked about it, the dating world and the world, how it has become very, very strange, the relationships out there. And I'm not surprised that we're necessarily seeing this. But what I'm getting at is Jordan Peterson did describe this kind of phenomena happening 4 years ago. And also, about 4 years ago, we saw a large push. We saw a very large push by the radical left in terms of schools, in terms of white supremacy and everything, trying to get rid of history. I think it was about 2017 is when we first started seeing, 2016, 2017 is when we first started seeing the statues toppling over, people going after the statues and the protests at the Confederate monuments. And, you know, now we're seeing this thing speeding up. I do believe that this is going to heat up. You know, Donald Trump has not been reelected. I think we're going to see violence at the election polls. We are in for a violent year, baby. We are in for a violent 6 months. We might be in for a violent longer time if we can survive this, which I think we can as a nation, because I think we're somewhat decentralized enough that we can survive it. But still, This is going to be an interesting deal. All right, so what I want to touch on in this segment is I want to discuss the idea of white supremacy and how that has been tied successfully to an attempt at a Marxist revolution in the United States. So listen up good, mofos. Basically, what we have seen over the years is, and I just saw a YouTube clip about decolonizing science. What the radical left has done is they have tied white supremacy and colonialism to science, to free market capitalism, to English rule of law, to everything that the current system has, whether it has to do with policing, law, sports, everything. Everything that you are used to in your life, the whole systems around that have been tied to white supremacy. They've been tied to white power and white colonialism. Now, you might be wondering, well, what is the significance of this? The significance of this is that now we are seeing why that happened. I didn't quite get it at the time, but now I see the connection. Because the left has not been able to foment revolution talking about class, they've been applying it to race. But now what they've done with race is they say, look, everything that is quote-unquote bourgeoisie, everything that is capitalist is actually not capitalist, it's white supremacist. It's white supremacist capitalism. It's white supremacist science. It's white supremacist literature. So all the great literature, history, science, everything that anything that you've learned, even if no one claimed it was by white people, has been tied to white supremacy. This is being used as a pretext to get rid of it in the name of racial equality. And so what that means is, okay, capitalism is now racist. If you want to either have a job, be a contractor, start a business, or run a business, you are a white supremacist. No one wants to be a white supremacist, so you must, therefore, join the revolution. Don't be a pussy. Join the revolution. Kill your family. Destroy the country. That's pretty much the message. So, if you believe in the scientific method, or if you believe in rigorous science, if you believe in mathematics, if you believe in any of the things that society currently is predicated on, then you are a racist white supremacist. This is what you're going to be told in the coming days, in the coming weeks. This is what you will see on the interwebs. This has nothing to do with George Floyd. George Floyd has now had way too many memorial services. I've heard a lot of weird shit about this guy being a criminal, holding a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. I haven't looked up these claims myself, but what I want to say is it's this guy's memorial and all these protests were probably not warranted for him, but he's getting a 5-star treatment. Regardless, watch out for the narrative. The whole thing about Black Lives Matter is what it is. The black people's lives are being used as a shield by white liberal Marxists who are simply trying to overthrow the system. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's it. Academics, left wingers, this has been their dream. They wanted to overthrow the American system 50 years ago. They wanted to do it 4 years ago. There was an attempt at this 4 years ago in the last election, but it didn't work. There was a strong enough cohesion within the country that it didn't work. I'm here to tell you now, I'm forewarning you now, what you are seeing in the United States is an attempt at revolution. That doesn't mean to go out and cry and freak out and start killing people or worry about people invading your homes now. But what it does mean is you need to be vigilant. What it does mean is you have to watch out for the rhetoric. You're going to be able to identify people who are going to go along with the revolution by what they post on social media. People who are posting things like super pro Black Lives Matter, when they attack you for saying anything remotely criticizing Black Lives Matter, those people are the people that will kill you if they are told that ending white supremacy means killing their friends or killing people that they know. So it's very interesting. And I'm simply, it sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. Here's why I say that. Because Jordan Peterson made a really good point a while back ago. He made the comment that, look, most people think that they would not have been the Nazi guards during the German occupation of many parts of Europe in World War II. He said that most people thought they would not have been part of the German Guard, the Nazi party that was, you know, killing Jews and killing gypsies and causing terror. What Jordan Peterson said is, no. You probably would be. You probably would be. He went through a thought exercise with his students, which was like, look, when things like this go down, you are more likely than not to go along with the horrendous acts that are occurring. You're more likely than not. And he was talking about the whole cultural environment, how there's pressure, how there's subtle propaganda and brainwashing, and before you know it, you're rounding up your next-door neighbors and putting them into cattle cars. That is what we are going to see in the United States. Now, not literally the same. It's not going to be the exact same. But if we do not get a handle on this revolution that people are attempting to do right now, if we don't get a handle on this, we will see some nasty violence. We're going to see radical left-wingers attacking people going to work. Anyone who voted for Trump is a target. And everyone needs to be ready. Don't be afraid to speak up. I also want to say this. You know, I'm a loudmouth mofo. So I say what's on my mind often, but I try to be careful as well, depending on the medium and the situation. But here's what I want to say. Don't be afraid to voice your disdain for certain ideas or stand up for what you believe, because it's going to be increasingly important as these days and months develop. We're in a sensitive time, very sensitive time. Things could go one way or another. I know I'm throwing out lots of cliches right now, but you get the idea. Anyway, that's all I got to say for today. You know where to follow me, tstutch.com, Twitter, tstutch1, my YouTube channel, Taylor Space Stutch, Taylor Radio on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you. Peace.